It's Monday, June 3rd, and you're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. Hi, I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. Ballet Sun Valley is bringing the San Francisco Ballet to the Wood River Valley. The company will bring 38 dancers from 13 nations and two different programs. Ballet Sun Valley is also offering a three-day education program for dance instruction in all levels of ballet, contemporary dance, and choreography. Plus, it's holding an adaptive dance program for people with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism, and Parkinson's. Joining us today is Bob Smellick. He's the founder of Ballet Sun Valley. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Bob, what's your connection to dance? What's your connection? Were you a dancer as a young man?
No, our daughter was a dancer, and she was at the San Francisco Ballet School, and that sort of introduced our family to not only ballet but also San Francisco Ballet. And then I joined the board, and we became totally committed to ballet and San Francisco Ballet.
So Ballet Sun Valley was founded in 2011. They bring international ballet to Idaho ever since. So talk to me about that connection.
Well, we were able to get the resort and also persuade the company that they should travel to Sun Valley. And so our first performance was in 2012. And the reaction of the audience was spectacular. And there were many pleadings that we had to bring them back. So then ensued an effort to match the dates available in the pavilion with the dates available in the San Francisco Ballet touring schedule in the summer. It turned out to be a difficult match to make. Finally, in 2016, I made the decision to invite the principal dancer, Isabella Boylston, who dances with ABT in New York and is a native of Sun Valley. I invited her to bring a collection of dancers from a number of companies and to curate two programs, which she did totally expertly in 2017 and in 2018. Audience response was over the top. The pavilion is just a incredibly impactful venue for this art form. So this year we had dates, and we were finally able to match them with San Francisco Ballet. And as you suggested, it's going to be 38 dancers, which is almost half of the entire company, most of the principal dancers and most of the soloists in the company. So it's going to be special.
Yeah, you've got 2 days of dance. So tell us about that. Give us a taste of that, what that program looks like.
Well, they're two entirely different programs, and the program on the first evening, which is July 5th, will include seven dances. An example, Helgi is going to bring one of his own ballets, Fifth Season, an absolutely beautiful ballet, lasts about 35 minutes. In addition to that, there'll be six other dances, including a pas de deux from Don Quixote, a pas de deux from Sleeping Beauty, and also a new dance that premiered this last season in San Francisco by a rising female choreographer, Danny Rowe. So that's the first night, July 5th. The second night, he is going to bring three new works that premiered last year in the San Francisco Opera House and have now traveled to Kennedy Center and are currently being performed at Sadler's Wells in London. And Helgi is going to bring these three works. On the second night, one is by Justin Peck, well-known choreographer in New York. Another by Trey McIntyre, who has a connection to ballet in Idaho, and the third, the artistic director of Stanton Welch of the Houston Ballet, one of his new works. And they are, so Sun Valley Pavilion will be right up there with the Opera House in San Francisco, Kennedy Center, and Sadler's Wells in London.
Excellent. We're speaking with Bob Smelik. He's the founder of Ballet Sun Valley, and we'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, on Twitter at use the hashtag idahomatters, or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. Bob, the programs alone are impressive, but let's talk a little bit about the education program. Who can come to these classes?
Well, we have invited dancers at all levels from various ballet schools around the West, but also on the East Coast. And we had a little, for the advanced level, there was a video that was required. But we currently have filled up. There's a waiting list, but we'll have 120 students spread pretty equally, beginning, intermediate, and advanced. By my last count, I think they will be coming from 17 or 18 states. And in addition to dance, we have Danny Rowe, a choreographer, who will teach workshops to each level on choreographing. And at the end of the 3 days, all three groups will be able to present a little dance that they themselves have created. So it's going to be a really fun experience. The faculty from San Francisco Ballet School is involved, and also there'll be three dancers from the company involved.
Let's switch. I want to make some time to talk a little bit about the adaptive dance program. Is this dance as therapy?
It is. Last year we had one class taught by a couple of dancers, and we partnered with Higher Ground in Sun Valley, which serves a broad community, including Down syndrome students and cerebral palsy and autism. And it was a great hit, and so we decided to expand it this year. And through connections through San Francisco Ballet, they put us on to the Boston Ballet, who has probably the best-known adaptive dance program, dance as therapy for these various disabilities in the world. So the head of that program from Boston Ballet and one of her senior faculty will be coming to Sun Valley. And the first 2 days, we will be training teachers from various ballet schools around Idaho how to use dance as therapy for these various disabilities, since it has been proven to be highly, highly effective. And on the third day, then the two members of the faculty at Boston Ballet's Adaptive Dance Program, together with newly minted teachers, will have a day of class for, I believe the number is now 50 participants who have these various disabilities, and there will be classes for each age group and disability using dance as therapy. And we are really excited about that, because not only does it serve a community of needs, but it also allows us to leave some teachers behind that continue doing this in the Valley.
I guess we can't say it enough. This is a pretty big deal. You've got the San Francisco Ballet. You've got young dancers from all over the nation getting FaceTime and with some of the best dancers on the planet, and then the adaptive dance program. This is a really big deal.
Well, we've got a great team, and we've expanded the mission this year, and we hope everybody will come and take advantage of this, I think, pretty special opportunity that will take place the first week in July.
And I know you mentioned Isabella Boylston earlier. I've gotten a chance to get to know her for the last couple of years. She started, well, she tells her story. She lived in a trailer park in Ketchum, and now she's one of the best dancers on the planet.
And a wonderful person, absolutely wonderful person.
Okay, dates, give us dates of performances and the classes.
There will be one performance on the evening of July 5th and another performance on the evening of July 7th. The education program begins on the 5th and ends on the 7th, and the same is the case with the adaptive dance program.
Okay, and how do people get information and access all of this?
I think the easiest way is to go to balletsunvalley.com or .org, and there's information on all three elements of this, in addition to information on how one gets tickets. And if one might like to be amongst our sponsors, there's information always also on that opportunity.
How much are tickets?
Tickets range from right now $50 up to $500. We hope to be able to open the lawn, which is served by a very large jumbotron and many, many speakers, which is right in front of the pavilion. And those tickets will be $25.
Excellent. We've been talking to Bob Smelik. He's the founder of Ballet Sun Valley about their special performances in July. Bob, have a wonderful time. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, and thank you for helping us put this out to a broad audience.
Excellent. Ballet Sun Valley and their special performances coming up in July, early July. And thank you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. We have an intern. His name is Ethan Weber. And our program associate is Norm Gunning. We've got theme music written and produced by musician Will Hall. We have a full slate of guests on tomorrow's program. Join us then. I'm George Prentiss, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette, and you can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, and that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.